The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We are now 2 weeks into the year 2017, and it's all very exciting to see the things that God has planned for this year. So this week, I'm going to be sharing with you a message that Pastor Chris shared with us this past Sunday, and we're just going to get right into it. The first opening passage that she shares with us is kind of long, but I encourage you to listen to the whole thing so that you can see how it is related to the time that we are in now. And it's in Deuteronomy, and it's Moses addressing the people of Israel because they have turned from God. And so we're just going to get right into it. So without further ado, here is Pastor Chris.
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Because he didn't trust God enough, now he's not going to lead these people, millions of them, towards a promised land. But Moses reminded them on how God moved mightily. This is the best thing that he can do for them. He told them that, I beg the Lord to give me a chance to enter, just enter the promised land. And the Lord said, I will not hear any of it, right? So in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25, he says, after you have had children and grandchildren and have lived in the land a long time, if you then become corrupt and make any kind of idol, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God and provoking him to anger, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but will certainly be destroyed. It's just like, if you're going to do this, our founding fathers of this country have given up their life so that this nation will be under God. And unprecedented that the prosperity of United States of America is an envy throughout the world. It is the only country that people are dying to come in instead of they're dying to get out. Are you getting this? Okay. So Moses knew what's going to happen. So he told them, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but will certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or eat or smell. It's so different on what we are serving now. We're serving and we're worshiping traditions of men in the church instead of falling in love with Jesus. Okay? When you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath. Ask now about the former days, long before your time. From the day God created man on the earth, ask from one end of the heavens to the other, has anything so great as this ever happened, or has anything like it been heard of? Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire as you have and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation by testing, by miraculous signs and wonders, by war, by mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You were shown this thing so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other. From heaven, he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth, he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from out of the fire. Because he loved your forefathers and chose their descendants after them, he brought you out of Egypt by his presence and his great strength. To drive out before you, this is their purpose, to drive out before you nations greater and stronger than you, and to bring you into their land, to give it to you for your inheritance as it is today. As it is today. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above, and on the earth below there is no other. As it is today, God in 2017 has allowed us to come into this, to drive out nations that are greater than us, the kingdom of the world. And this is unprecedented, and God wanted me to read this to you so that you will not forget him. When your name will become renowned, when all the desires of your heart have manifested, will you still come and hunger for him, or you're just too good and anointed to hear from him again? That's why the Lord loved consistency, because it's a show of discipline, and at the same time, it's humility. That it doesn't matter if you know everything. There's still another room to know some more. And it is humility to allow God to change your schedule and to fit in into his. It is important for us to have a mindset now, because what he's about ready to manifest in our lives is as much as we can handle, as much as we can receive, as much as we can believe. And it is by our own obedience, because it's already set up. Everything is full blown. Everything is fully grown as far as the seeds that were sown in the past. But at the same time, the opportunities for today, the best seeds that we can sow to him is our time, is our heart, to dedicate and to offer our heart and our time to him and our attention to him. Instead of, I just want to hear from God. I wanted to hear from God. I want to hear from God because I have this problem. I want this confirmation and I want this. Just because you love him. Just because you know that he is a good God. It all points towards trust and confidence on who you are and who he is. The time has come. You know, spiritual leaders for many, many years, and they're still doing it, but it's about ready to change. And when things got changed, they cannot explain what happened because they have hardened their hearts. They make things complicated. They make things complicated. So that why? So that they can lord over other people, that they can be more anointed, they're more understanding. You know, the anointing now is going to change and turn into a different perspective of what the anointing is. The manifested goodness of God. Because I said, well, I want, oh Lord, we want your presence. He already said he's everywhere, right? So it cannot be that, because he's everywhere. It's his manifested goodness. Because once you obey God, once you praise and worship God as God and him alone, then what? Goodness and mercy will or shall follow you all the days of your life, right? It is important for us to simplify, because if you read the four Gospels, you're not going to be confused. And I don't know how God can do this when the Holy Spirit will breathe. And it's all of a sudden, you get a deeper or different understanding. Like if you have one scripture, you can read that text and be able to teach about 5 to 10 different subjects on that scripture because of the illumination of the Holy Spirit, right? Because of the revelation of the Word of God. And that's what he's wanting us to do. And at the same time, you look at the four Gospels, they're very clear. You understand them. Then religiosity and man-made doctrines complicate things. Hello? How do you approach God? Oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise in our heart and all of these things and just to get God's attention. God is looking at the heart, not performances, right? And then it shows us that the four Gospels have broken a lot of our ways and means and methods that we intermarry, and how to approach the throne of grace, how to approach God. Blind Bartimaeus just messed up the whole theology of that. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet. Shut up. No, he went louder. Until Jesus said, what do you want from me? He said, Lord, I wanted to see. I said, like, okay. How to heal the blind. Say, oh, okay. How can you study that? Jesus already explained it to us very, very clearly that all of those supernatural things, because remember, he was a son of man for 3 years when he entered the ministry. He was not a son of God until he was baptized by the Holy Spirit. Am I correct? And then he started saying, my Father in heaven. But among all of these things, every time that there is multiplications of loaves and fishes, it is not about methods. You cannot sell a book and the principles of the multiplications of loaves and fishes, except for one thing that is very evident, that you don't need to write a book. You don't need to buy a book. Just get it. His relationship with Father God. I thank you, Father, that you have given this revelation to the children for your glory. I thank you, my Father. He always included the Father so that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were in there, three of them, right? And it is the relationship of Jesus Christ to Father God. And then he said, I am going to allow you to have the same type of relationship that I have. That's why it is good for me to go away. Because then the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you'll be endued with power. Acts 1:8. Am I correct? So the Holy Spirit has now come. And it is time for us to be endued with power, with understanding and revelation. If you're going to throw away everything, your methods, your theologies, and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister personally to you and to tell you personal stuff and do them, if you want to get anointed, that's where you're going to need to start. Because no matter what, if you're going to follow Jesus' pattern, he never had the same pattern as far as healing, except his pattern with, I only do those things that I see my Father do. I only say those things that I hear my Father. Then who hears? It is the Holy Spirit. And now it is the same Holy Spirit who teaches us how to connect with God the Father and God the Son. Because he says he will not talk about himself. He's only going to speak what he hears. Where is the Holy Spirit hearing and listening? In heaven between God the Father and God the Son. Hello? That is the only thing that is very constant and is the general truth. Because if you're going to follow the pattern of Jesus, you'll get confused. And you'll be in trouble. Are you getting this? Could you imagine a blind person comes in here and then you get a mud, you spit it, and then you put it in his eyes and then go to the bathroom and wash your face. Hello? And never waver. So the blind man went in there and then he starts seeing. How can you have that kind of thing? So one time I was really frustrated. I was very grateful of the people that God healed. But I wanted that everyone who came, it doesn't matter whether they believe or not. It's in my heart, no matter what. And said, if I'm going to lay hands on them, I want them to get healed. But I haven't gotten to the point in the ministry that everyone's manifested healing came about. And I was very frustrated and said, how can I do greater things if you're not going to teach me how you do it? What are the principles of it? And then he showed me a certain thing, a blind man that he lay hands in the Gospel of Luke, that he lay hands on this man, I think 3 times. I lay hands on him, what do you see? I see shadows or light. Lay hands on him again. I see people like trees. Lay hands on him again. I said, oh, I can see. So the Lord said, don't ever give up. You can lay hands on the sick, not just once, because that is not the principle. But we only move based on our own revelation. Okay? We only move based on our own revelation. Just like the late Oral Roberts. He will not lay hands until he's ready for his faith and he feels electricity in his hands. I copied that. the Lord with his mercy and patience. He allowed me to do that. I started prophesying. I started laying hands on people. I started laying hands, and they're getting slain in the spirit. And I said, because, and then after that, nothing. My hands were cold as ice. And all he'll tell me is, the just shall live by faith. I know that. I'm living by faith. And I said, the just shall live by faith. But where is it? Where is it? And I said, no. I realized that it is not by your emotions or feelings. It is by your belief. You have to change your mindset, and you have to always, always guard your hearts. And said, like, okay. And then now, sometimes I feel such great power coming from me. Sometimes don't feel nothing. But the one thing for sure, I will not allow the wicked people or Satan to see me quaking in fear, that I'm in doubt. Just like it has been my practice. Even if I don't have any money, nobody will see, because that way I dress. You know what I'm saying? Because I refused to make a lot of noises and cry that you are in need. But I'm believing God, but, oh. And I was just like, you know, you have used that numerous times. You have been complaining and repeating things about your pressure, about your money issues, about your health issues, and especially with money when there's a need. I walk by faith. I believe God. It's there somewhere. It's there somewhere. It's there some. If you know that it's there somewhere, stop talking about it. Just prove it. Are you getting this? So it is important for us to change our mindset and just get away all of those even habits that we have, so that God can give us heavenly and good habits, much, much better than what you have right now. Hello? When you are in need, isolate yourself, but don't ever, ever let anyone know. Not unless the Holy Spirit said, you can ask so-and-so to agree with you. And they said, don't say anything. And then keep it, because that is living by faith, body of Christ. Not when you make a lot of noises. Everybody knows that you're in debt. Everybody knows that you're short of money. Everybody in their town. And you had the audacity to say that you live by faith. Hello? Okay, I know I'm stepping on some, or probably one person in this room, on your toes, but it will be beneficial for all of you that I'll confront the issues. So it is important for us to understand this, so that we can start a wonderful, wonderful love relationship with Father God, that we remove all the entanglements and the middle persons in your life, in your walk, and have the Holy Spirit to have one-on-one with you. I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit will not teach you or will not tell you to rebel. Hello? That is not the Holy Spirit. It's an Holy Spirit that you've been listening about. He's not going to teach you to rebel, but he is going to show himself strong in you so that you'll begin to understand. Remember sometimes, especially when we're about ready to start, when we just got born again, we suck everything. We eat everything, right? Because we are so hungry for the things of God, like little children. They start crawling, they focus on one thing, right? They have to taste it. They have to put it in their mouth. Right? And that's how we are when you first started walking in the spiritual realm. And of course, your calling, you gravitate, you are attracted to the same people and the calling. And if the Holy Spirit will not be allowed to have that one-on-one teaching with you and him leading you, it gets contaminated. I was so attracted with the gift of prophecy, because the Holy Spirit will whisper to me and say, this is going to happen. This is who you are. And yet I want a person to tell me exactly what the Holy Spirit told me. And the Holy Spirit said, I already told you, Christina. Yeah, but. Well, I was immature. And I followed all the prophets, including false prophets. But one thing I accidentally stumbled into. After every meeting, after every teaching, I go into my room and ask the Holy Spirit, this is what I learned today. Could you illuminate to me what are the things that are not from you? This is my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And I put a question mark on some of the things that I heard. And then he will visit me in my sleep, or sometimes he'll talk to me in an audible voice and redirect those things. And I always wonder and said, how come? Am I the only one who's hearing, or is this my imagination that I hear from you? The Lord said, that's why I called you in the prophetic, to bring about changes. You're going to tell them. And said, I got into trouble. It's your fault. And I got into trouble. But you know what? Don't hesitate to be peculiar or to stand alone. In some instances, you really have to buck the pressure and to stand alone. You need to take that risk that, well, if I don't hear from God, he's going to tell me anyway. But because why? God knows the heart. If your heart is, I want to obey God, I'll take the risk. Do you think he will say that, oh, you ignoramus you, and said you deserve what you got by trying to hear from me? No, he is more than happy. If your heart is right before God, he is going to spoil you, but you will not be rotten. You are not spoiled rotten. He is going to spoil you because he's always defend you. He's always protect you. He's all going to bless you, even the things that you don't deserve, just because your heart is right before him, that you want to know him.
Amen. So as long as our heart is in the right place, God is going to have our back. So there was a lot to ponder and think about for this last thing that we just listened to. And I just want to do a quick review. So she said at the beginning, Pastor Chris said at the beginning, that God is raising up the church this year to take on nations larger than itself, to take down the system of the world. And the important thing is that as he is empowering us, the church, this year to step forward, as he's been raising up nameless, faceless people to establish his kingdom, we have to remember that as we become successful, as he blesses us, as we move forward, we cannot forget God. We cannot forget God like the Israelites forgot God, even after he pulled them out of Egypt with signs, wonders, miracles. See, God is using his divine intervention, and he's raising up the body of Christ this 2017. And he's going to act miraculously, even when we're not seeing it. So we have to remember, as he pulls us out of those areas and into prosperity and abundance, we have to remember God. We have to look back and we have to be grateful for what God has done in our lives. And the other important thing is that as God is calling us into these things, we have to be led of the Holy Spirit in all that we do. As Pastor Chris talked about, Jesus, he only said those things that he heard the Father say, and he only did the things that he saw the Father do. So we have to be led of the Spirit, and everything, as we go about our day, everything, we have to be going back and saying, God, what do you think about this? I learned this today. I did this today. Does it line up with your will? Does it line up with what you have for my life? Is this correct? Or is there something I need to change? Just as Pastor Chris, when she was first learning about the gift of prophecy, she went back to God and she asked God, is this right? Or is this wrong? Does it line up with your word? And that's what we need to do with everything in our lives. Regardless of what area of our life it is, we have to take it back to God and say, God, what can you reveal to me? So that in everything that we do, we're receiving the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And that illumination, that heavenly wisdom, is the same reason we can read a scripture verse 50 times and come back to it, say, a couple weeks later, and we'll still learn something new from it. And it's because of the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And that needs to be applied in every area of our life. So I hope you guys were blessed by this message today. If you were, call us at 210-695-1630. Again, that's 210-695-1630. It's always encouraging when we hear from our listeners. Also, if you visit our website, www.sogmi.org, you can contact us. You can fill out our little information form there and let us know what you thought of it there. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. We also have previous broadcasts of this radio show, and you can sign up for the podcasts on your phone. You can download it to your phone. You can get it on iTunes. So go to our website. And if you missed any of our previous broadcasts, then you can go there and you can listen to them. God is doing so much this year. So before we go, I just want to pray with you. God, I lift up each and every one of these listeners, God, and I thank you, God, that this year, 2017, will be a glorious year for them. As you are leading us all to higher, miraculous things, I thank you, God, that you are empowering your people to establish your kingdom. And I thank you, God, I come against any illness, sickness, or diseases, and I call forth instead healed relationships, complete health and prosperity over their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, God, that they will be infilled with the wisdom of heaven as they walk forward into this new year. I thank you, God, for all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.